In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to one verse of Scripture in Job chapter 7 and verse 6, which reads, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope." I was talking this past Thursday. We were at the convalescent center and I met with a lady that we've known for a number of years there. And she was talking. She says, "Where is the year going?" That was her statement to me. We are officially today halfway through with the month. Let me ask you, how are you doing in 2011? All of the resolutions that were made, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to lose this many pounds. All right, we're halfway through the month. I am just like Job as he reflected. He said, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle." You know, the shuttle is the little piece, and it was made out of wood that you would have your board that would have the strands of thread that would be going vertically, and the shuttle would go through horizontally. It would pull the string through in between, in and out of the different strands. With the modern shuttles, they have them where the shuttle flies through the middle of strands that are separated, and they just go back and forth as the shuttle goes back and forth to weave the sheet or the rug or whatever they are making. And these modern ones, they just fly by, shooting back and forth as they accomplish their mission. And that seems to be the way life is. Now, knowing that, what are you doing with the time? I found this statement by Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made of." You know, as we continue throughout 2011, as the Lord gives us time, I trust that we won't squander the time. Realizing and knowing that life flies by so quickly and time scoots by so quickly, we need to make sure that, as the Bible says, that we redeem the time, that we use every second, every minute of the day to God's purposes and God's glory, so that we can bring praise to His holy name. And so I just, in the middle of this month, as we've begun a new year, I just wanted to pose that question: how are you doing today, knowing that the time is flying by so quickly? Have you honored the Lord? Have you? We said that the year begins with a brand new clean slate. What have you done with the first 16 days of the year? Let it be a reminder for us to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ every moment of the day.